following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a 2-year lease and a brand new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN studios.
Visit ESPNradio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
11 o'clock. Time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I am very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning once again, everyone, from Chicago. Day two of Big Ten Media Days here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Doug and Daddy Show, where hundreds over to the thousands are getting ready for the Big Ten Luncheon. Fans are here meeting the players and coaches, as we've had a chance to do for the last day and a half, and then the annual luncheon will be going on, and we've got a lot coming your way on the Doug and Daddy Show today. A couple of breaking news items. Cody Green has decided where he's going to go play college football. They have named the Nebraska-Iowa football series. It's going to be called the Hero Game. We'll talk more about that, and we've got some special guests, as always, brought to you today by our fine folks at Gary Michaels Clothiers. If they can clothe Daddy, they can clothe anyone, folks. Gary Michaels in Hastings. Also our friends at Bruce Furniture, K&K Parts, and Misco's. And Daddy, they're just getting ready to keep on going and having a good time in there. It's definitely a different atmosphere from what we've been accustomed to over the last decade.
Yeah, Doug, it really is. It's a lot of fun here. It's a lot of fun getting to meet a variety of people and to see the fans come out and get a deal and be right up close to these players. I think it's great for them. I know people are excited. We had a guy just randomly sit down, had his autographed football, probably 30 years old. Just you thought he was Christmas morning for the young guy. He was all smiles, got everybody he wanted, and didn't have to stand in line. It's a great event. It's in a beautiful facility. I'm not sure they could find a better facility for this event.
Well, they do a great job here, and we're looking forward to bringing you some more interviews on the Doug and Daddy Show today, as we've caught up with some players from the Big Ten Conference that are going to make an impact in the upcoming year. But we've got a lot to start right off here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always, Tone.
Well, anytime you walk into a room, you don't really know. I wasn't looking for anybody special, but I found somebody special. Anytime I walk into a room and I find somebody from the New York area that tells me one of the bridesmaids in his wedding was from Bertrand, that's interesting, and that was not planned by any means. Malcolm Morant joins us. Malcolm spent 19 years at the New York Times, 6 years at USA Today. Now he's a professor, heads up a sports journalism department at Penn State University. Malcolm, welcome to your initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you. So you must get lots of free clothes. Well, like if they say they can clothe you, I mean, now they're obligated to.
Well, they don't fit many, like my size. So, yes, they drop the prices after a while for me, and it's nice.
No, thank you for having me. This is very exciting. And, you know, one thing that I think you and, like, everybody that cares about the Huskers is going to discover about the conference is that not too much time is going to go by, and everybody's going to feel like they've been part of this thing for 10 years. Because that's the way it worked out at Penn State. I mean, I remember, I'm almost certain it was, well, 93 was the first year that Penn State played a Big Ten football schedule. And so I'm fairly certain it was the 93 version of this event when I came. I was working for the New York Times, and just seeing Joe here seemed like, what's wrong with this picture? It's like, Joe, what are you doing in Chicago? Well, now, I mean, this is his 19th luncheon that he's going to speak at, and he's become part of the fabric of the conference. And I think when you think about all the things that Nebraska brings to the league, not just athletically, but in terms of the institution, the same thing is going to happen very quickly.
You've covered some great events and followed the Huskers for a long time. You were telling me in 1988, before the kickoff classic, the New York Times, or you, I don't know who came up with the idea, but you made an interesting journey.
Well, I wanted to do something special just about the institution of Nebraska football. And I had done a story that was part of a series in 83 on coaches, and that was right around the time that Tom Osborne joined Bob Devaney as the only tandem to win more than 200 games each at the same institution. And so I spent a lot of time in Lincoln working on that. Well, in 88, what I wanted to do leading up to the kickoff classic was drive from one end of the state to the other and meet with groups of people just to reflect on why this means so much to them. I mean, you know this because you live there, but as an outsider, I wanted to try and understand how it became such a personal thing. And so I had a chance to talk at length to people about, for example, if a town that has eight-man football would send a walk-on that would put in his 4 years and then start as a senior, I mean, what that means to that town for everybody to drive to Lincoln to see their guy play. I mean, it's so much more personal than most major programs. And so I wound up being very proud of that story. It got in the anthology Best Sports Stories the following year. And, I mean, it was just a way to try and get an understanding beyond the surface things that you see on Saturday afternoon.
Malcolm, what did you learn? Obviously, you had a pretty good base right there, knowing that, you know, there's eight-man, there's six-man, there's very small communities in Nebraska. What really was the most interesting thing that you learned even 15, 20 years ago when you made that trip?
Well, just how personal it is. Partly because of the fact that there's no professional team, and so the football program occupied that emotional place. There wasn't an NFL team right in the middle of the state that's competing for attention. Like even at a place like Penn State, you know, which is very similar in terms of the personal connection. I mean, on Sundays, people are turning their attention to, you know, I mean, there are students that wear green shirts on campus, and there are students that wear black and gold shirts. So, I mean, it's a different environment because the weekend is kind of split, where in the state of Nebraska, I mean, yeah, people will follow the Chiefs, and or out west they'll follow the Broncos, but, I mean, you don't have the same interference of the NFL that the middle of the state of Pennsylvania might have. So, I mean, that's what I learned. I mean, just how personal the connection is. You know, and the other thing that was very interesting at the time, and I remember talking to Coach Devaney about this in his office, that was right around the time that the university was beginning to request payments in addition to what people would pay for tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the very beginning of that policy taking hold. And I remember Coach Devaney being very concerned about whether this was going to change the relationship between the program and the people that had supported it, going back to 62 when, you know, he was just trying to get people to buy tickets and come out. You know, and now some of those people were saying, well, you know, wait a minute, Coach. I mean, now you're telling me you want me to donate money so that I can buy tickets? You know, and, you know, 15 years ago, I mean, you're slapping me on the back and begging me to come out and support the club. So, you know, that's when all of that was taking hold nationally in college athletics. And you know, it was interesting to see it happen in Lincoln.
You've been to so many Rose Bowls, so many other. When you talk about venues, the best atmosphere for college football for you, one game that you just thought was a great game and a great atmosphere was what?
New Year's Day in Pasadena.
Period.
I'd have to have one in 1A. That's one. 1A, to me, is any Army-Navy game. I don't care whether they're 12-0 or whether they're 0-11. I mean, just the parade. I mean, one year that I covered the Army-Navy game in 96 when President Clinton appeared, both teams were bowl eligible already. And the way that the bowl assignment seemed to be going, it seemed pretty clear, you'll enjoy this, going into the game, that the loser of the game was going to go to Hawaii. And the winner of the game was going to go to Shreveport. And those guys were killing each other, okay? And the loser goes to Honolulu. And that's all you need to know about Army-Navy. So that would be my 1 and 1A.
Malcolm Moran joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, longtime journalist now at Penn State. So what brings you in your role to Big Ten Media Days here this weekend?
Well, as the director of the John Curley Center for Sports Journalism at Penn State, one of the things that's very important to us is outreach in different forms, whether that's helping to identify and secure speakers to come to campus. I mean, we've had great success with people coming to visit us. In June, Mike Krzyzewski came, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it on ESPN, but there was an hour special of Mike and Joe Paterno just talking about leadership. I mean, very little basketball or football talk. It was about their careers and leadership and the state of college athletics. So, I mean, we got the ball rolling to create that, and ESPN did a wonderful job. We've had Bob Costas. We've had Tom Verducci from Sports Illustrated, who's an alum. And so, that's a big part, and this is a wonderful thing for me because it's one-stop shopping, and I can, you know, and I can buttonhole a bunch of people and say, hey, remember that ride I gave you in that ice storm? And then you said, if there's anything I can do for you, I'd love to help you out. Well, payment has come due. So, I mean, it's a way that I can do that, and also, you know, students of ours come to this, and sometimes I can help them with navigational things because, I mean, you see how big this thing is. If you've never done it
before, overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, it takes a little while to get your bearings. So, I mean, anything that I can do to help out, I try and contribute.
Malcolm, in being around the Penn State family and that campus, for Nebraska fans traveling there, give us two or three places Nebraska fans will want to check out.
Well, the Creamery is stop one. When we moved there 5 years ago next week, and I had 2 9-year-olds that weren't happy with the prospect of moving. I mean, not that it was State College, I mean, moving anywhere. And so, I'll admit it, I pulled out every stop, and we went to the Creamery first. Now the thing that they need to understand, and this will help you with when you make your order, there's a rule there that says they're not allowed to mix flavors. Like, you get a cup or a cone, and it's one flavor. Urban legend is the only time that it's happened is when President Clinton asked for 2 different flavors, and the student behind the counter apparently got a little flustered and gave him what he ordered. But so you're only supposed to order the one flavor, but trust me, it's worth it. Now, you know, get there early on Friday because the lines build up, but they move pretty quickly. But just any place downtown, I mean, just get there early and walk around downtown. And when I'm hoping that the Huskers will receive the same treatment that the Lions have received way back when they would make their first appearance in different Big Ten towns. The other thing is, you know, not to bring up a sore point, but I think the grounds crew in Beaver Stadium has redone the lines on the sideline in the end zone. And like that old T-shirt, I don't think it applies anymore. I think it is a straight line. So,
well, at least the teams have had a couple of meetings since that football game, and there'll be some memorabilia. There'll be some folks that have shirts that they'll still be bringing out. I think that'll be interesting because I think folks actually do have, I mean, game day shirts go on sale at every school. I'm sure there's a few around there from when we played Michigan State and Penn State and Iowa in the years. I think it's going to be a fun time. And it's we've talked, Malcolm, with folks from Penn State that have all said it was a great experience from the get-go. And Tom Osborne and anybody at Nebraska has said it's been a great experience, which is so different from 15 years ago when the transition was made out of the old Big 8 Conference.
Well, and perhaps the biggest benefit is kind of the invisible one to us. I mean, there are people at Penn State, you know, who have been there much longer than me, who will tell you that, that ultimately the legacy of Big Ten membership will be traced to the academic raising of the bar, and that Penn State has become a stronger academic institution in many ways because of the academic consortium and the relationships with the other administrations and faculty and staff and libraries at Big Ten institutions.
Malcolm, how difficult was it for you personally? You used to be a writer at the newspaper, everything was great, to convert into the computer age and then all the Twittering and what goes on now. Was that an easy transition for you or something you had to work at?
Well, technically it wasn't that hard, but the thing I still wrestle with and talk about with students is that you have to apply the same rules regardless of the form of communication. I mean, you can't run fast and loose when you're tweeting something if you don't know what you're talking about, because, you know, the thing I keep telling them, and they probably get tired of me saying this, but it's important to remind them, it's your name. If your name is on something and you tweet, like you're the beat writer for the Daily Collegian, the student newspaper at Penn State, and you tweet that X is going to happen tomorrow and it doesn't, it's still your name on it. Whether it's the traditional print story for next day's print edition or whether you're tweeting it or blogging it, I mean, you have to go at it with the same level of accountability. I mean, that's the thing that I worry about with students, that there are a lot of people in the business who adjust their rules based on the form of communication and can get burned. And I don't want to see young reputations harmed because somebody made a bad judgment.
Well, Malcolm, we sure appreciate getting a chance to meet you and having you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. It's been quite the career, and it sounds like you're having a ball.
Well, and it's been great fun being with you. And I noticed Herbie seems to be getting along with the other mascots. That seems to be a departure from the way things were the last 15 years. So, you know, I mean, I think the Lion will be good to him. You know, on November 12, I think it is.
Yep.
I mean, Herbie's welcome at any of the libraries and museums in downtown State College where beverages are served. You know, we'll take good care of him.
It's going to be great, Daddy.
Yeah, Malcolm, thank you so much for stopping by. It's very nice to
meet
you.
Hey, thanks for having me. And, you know, anytime in the future I can help you out, please let me know.
He is molding young minds right now at Penn State.
I'm doing that. I'm doing my best.
Malcolm Moran, of course, formerly with the New York Times. I think there's probably some folks back there that go, yeah, I remember back in the 80s when we were winning football games and having great times in kickoff classic, and we appreciate you coming and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, brought to you in part by Misco's and K&K Parts, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellowbook's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellowbook 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Now at CarQuest Auto Parts, save $5 after a mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of Exact Fit wiper blades or a twin pack of Philips Vision Plus premium lighting capsules. CarQuest 50-month batteries start at just $49.99 with an exchange and have a one-year free replacement guarantee. See store for details now through February 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on. When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Are you an athlete looking for yourself in the newspaper? An alum trying to keep track of how your school's doing in prep athletics? A proud parent looking for all the news about their son or daughter? Or a general high school sports fan? Well, PlatteRiverPreps.com is the site for you. PlatteRiverPreps.com is covering over 100 teams across the state and is your source for results and news updated 7 days a week. Not to mention pictures of some high school sports action. Bookmark it today and go to PlatteRiverPreps, all one word, .com to follow your school today.
For today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms as our highs get up to 85. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly cloudy and 68. Saturday, partly cloudy with our highs warming up to 92. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 75. Somebody bring me back some money, please.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Second and final day of the Big Ten Media Days going on here in Chicago. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture and Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings. And, of course, across the state, we're glad to have you along with us on this Friday where a lot of things are going on. But, again, Daddy, most of it has to do with football, the Big Ten, the Huskers moving in, and I think all the off-field stuff is finally behind us. There wasn't a whole lot of talk about that today.
No, Doug, it was football, all football, I think. And Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, welcome back to the show. It's great to catch up with you again.
Last time I talked to you guys, we were all in the Big 12. We were hanging out there. So, yeah, it's good to see you guys again. Welcome to the Big Ten, I guess I should say.
I'll just say, with being on both sides of the fence there, your thoughts on the differences between Big Ten and Big 12?
Talking to Jared Crick a little bit today, he was talking about how his perception of the Big Ten is smash-mouth football, running football. That's what the Big Ten does. And Nebraska's forte is stopping the rush. That's old school thought. I think a little bit. The Big Ten is it's little more than a 3 yards and a cloud of dust offense. They throw the ball around a little bit. Purdue's always been known for its passing. Iowa's thrown it around a little bit. When Minnesota was playing in the dome, and that's back when Minnesota had I was going to say a legitimate team, but I guess I shouldn't say that. Back when Minnesota was relevant. Yeah, they threw the ball around. So, and Indiana's had some stuff with Randall L. They did some nice things with him. So, it's a little bit more than a running conference. But I think that's the perception, and that's what the Big Ten has built itself on is down-to-earth, blue-collar football.
Randy, something the Register does for you guys. You cover Iowa State for two years.
Yeah.
Then you go back to Iowa. This is your year to go back to Iowa. That's a refreshing deal. I think it's fun for you to get to meet both teams and be a part of both programs. Your thoughts on the Hawkeyes. Everybody wants to know who's going to replace Ricky Stanzi.
James Vandenberg is the guy that's going to replace Ricky Stanzi. And from talking to Ricky Stanzi, off and on this summer, he was hanging out in Des Moines a little bit, off and on, and he likes James Vandenberg. James Vandenberg is a strong-armed guy. He's got a stronger arm than Ricky Stanzi had, and Ricky didn't have exactly He could throw it better than you and me and all of us put together.
Yeah.
So he was pretty good, but James Vandenberg is a strong arm guy. What he can do, according to Stanzi, is he can already throw that and you know about this, Tony. He could throw that sideline pass, that down and out pass. It's so tough to throw. He can throw that pass because it's a timing pass. He can throw that pass. He can throw he can make the fade pass, the fade pattern as well. So he's ahead of where Ricky Stanzi was at a similar age. It's going to be fun watching him progress. Iowa's offensive line should be decent as well. So I'm looking for a lot of people don't have a lot of expectations for Iowa this year. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how they do in that respect.
I was going to say, I haven't heard anybody pick Iowa as even the surprise team. Why? What's going to be so tough for this team to overcome this year?
Well, they lost so many guys from last year, especially on the defense, especially the defensive line. That was a wonderful defensive line. A lot of those guys are gone. A couple of the secondary guys are gone, although Sean Prater very well, made a very, very, very adult decision, a very mature decision to come back. He could have gone pro. I don't know where he would have been drafted. He'd have been drafted, but he could have gone pro and he could have been making money right now. But he wanted to come back, and more power to him for doing that. So that's going to help the defense. But mainly, I think the people are questioning Iowa because of what they have returning on defense, which isn't as much as they've had in the past. They may have some questions at tight end. The running back, Marcus Coker, there's just one running back. I mean, that's all they have on the team, basically, is one running back. There's not depth at quarterback. And I think, quite honestly, and I hate to say this, and I don't want to start a firestorm, but people are still questioning the mindset, the mentality, whatever, the physicality, the health of the team after that rhabdo thing. And in January, when 13 players were hospitalized after undergoing that very strenuous workout. So I think all that put together, I think people are just saying, okay, well, let's pick Nebraska, let's pick Michigan State, and then let's look at Iowa.
Randy Peterson, Des Moines Register, joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, I guess Kirk Ferentz's name comes up for these jobs, and it's NFL jobs. It's not just big college jobs. It's been NFL jobs. What qualities do you see in being around him as a coach that would be appealing to hire him at the next level?
Businesslike, very, very businesslike. He's not trying to steal the headlines. He's not trying to be the show. It's all he wants to do is coach. He does not like coming to these things, he doesn't either, I'm sure. But, he's a coach first. Almost to a fault sometimes, because people say he spends so much time coaching out recruiting or in front of the VCR watching game tape that maybe sometimes what goes on behind the scenes of the program gets a little away from him, like maybe the players, maybe when they went through a rash of off the field incidences, maybe that kind of stuff got away from him a little bit. But he's very focused, very mindful of what's going on the football field, and very, very businesslike. So that's the quality, the main quality. Plus, he's a good guy, and he used to be in the NFL. I mean, as an assistant for many, many years.
Randy, this morning, the athletic directors, Gary Varda, Tom Osborne, and all the folks came together and have put the Nebraska-Iowa game as a trophy game yet. We don't have a trophy yet. I believe somebody's getting the Corn Belt. I don't know how much we learned today. They're going to call it the Heroes game, trying to find a way to honor some people from both states, and I don't know how much worry there is on what kind of trophy they get. Your thoughts on this and all the trophy games that there are in the conference?
Before today, I was very skeptical of what this thing was going to be. I've been at the Register 38 years. I'm really crusty when it comes to trophy games, especially trophy games that are just starting up. But I got to thinking about this thing. This is Iowa and Nebraska. They are starting a rivalry. Why not have a game? Why not have something for the fans? I mean, the players could give could care less.
That's a better way to put it.
The players could care less. You were ready to hit the button, weren't you? The players could care less about a trophy, I think, as long as they win it. But it's for the fans and the concept, the Heroes concept. They're going to honor a Nebraskan every year, and they're going to honor an Iowan every year who have done something. Something heroic. Ozzie was up there talking about a Nebraskan who did something, and I can't recall what this person did, but a couple of years ago or a year ago in Des Moines, we had a flood. I mean, downtown Des Moines was flooding, and there were people, you know, almost drowning, and this one, I remember the picture in the paper, it won a Pulitzer, actually. A woman had her hand coming out of the water. I mean, she was going down. I mean, she was in her last breath, and here come a guy on a crane or something and just swooped by and got her and pulled her out, and that picture won a Pulitzer Prize for one of the registered photographers. So that guy's probably going to, that's, and Gary Barta made reference to that during the presentation. That's the kind of thing that this game is off the field, that this game's going to symbolize, and to honor those people, sure, that, why not? I mean, why not? What's it going to take? A 10-minute deal before the game? It's not going to prolong the game anything. It's not doing you, me any harm. Why not? You know, why not have some goodwill about it?
I think it symbolizes both states, too. Very blue-collar, very...
Right.
You know, Coach Osborne said agriculturally oriented, people hardworking, go out of their way to help one another. These just some people that wouldn't necessarily get recognized.
Right. He said it was people who would not be wealthy. You know, people nobody had ever heard of. So yeah, I think it's a good concept. I like it.
Damn, well, we got a chance.
Yes,
we were.
Yeah, exactly.
If we were a hero. We fit all the rest of the criteria.
I think we're losing out on that one.
You know, and plus it's going to a couple great charities in both states.
Yeah.
And Hy-Vee jumps on board, which, heck, you got 160 stores in both states and all these employees, 7,500, I think,
yeah,
heard that employees, which is a staggering amount.
Yeah.
So it's great to – I think
I'm all on board with it. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, Randy, we'll let you get back
all
to
right.
work. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always. And Nebraska-Iowa just sounds like it'll be more interesting than Nebraska-Iowa State.
What's the best restaurant around Kinnick Stadium?
It's outside. I can't think. It's called the Lark. It's in Coralville, just outside of Iowa City. Wonderful steaks. Absolutely wonderful steaks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Daddy writes all that stuff down.
There you go.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, guys.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days.
You know, it is, you meet these great people that have such, you know, 38 years as a register. 19 years at New York Times, 6 years at the USA Today. It's fun to catch up with them. We hope you're enjoying it out there. I know we're enjoying being here for another hour and a half with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've caught up with some great guests all morning long.
We are going to talk to Rex Burkhead coming up here very shortly, just to give you some more Nebraska flavor. We had a chance to talk to Jared Crick yesterday. If you missed any of the interviews that we had yesterday or anything today, you say, well, I can't hear it, I can't listen to it. It's always on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, live music in the courtyard every weekend, so be sure to enjoy that. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. While you're there, vote on the ATS poll question. Are you involved in fantasy football? A little, a lot, not interested at all. Love to have you vote on that on the ATS poll question, also at ESPNSuperstation.com. So a lot more to come, but more on this, the Heroes game this morning. We heard some comments from Tom Osborne. I'm going to try and get those racked here for you and hear a little bit about what the coach has to say about that, plus Rex Burkhead coming up before the top of the hour, live from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by K&K Parts.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter, like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram.
Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms as our highs get up to 85. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly cloudy and 68. Saturday, partly cloudy with our highs warming up to 92. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 75.
People try to put us to death.
And we're back on the Duggan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Chicago, day two of Big Ten Media Days. And we're glad to have everybody along with us here on the program today. And don't forget, folks, as we head into the weekend, we're hungry. We eat some good food here while we're gone. But, Tony, how about the folks back home? It's Troutman's time.
It certainly is. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Folks that custom cut the steaks to your specifications. Doesn't matter when you look in that display case and they don't have what you want. You tell Kerry, no big deal. He pulls another rib steak out, cuts it. You want it 3 inches thick? You get them 3 inches thick. That's what Kerry does. Anything to satisfy the customer. The best ground beef in town, folks. We say that all the time. Don't believe us. Go try it. You won't go anywhere else to get your hamburger. It's simple as that. The same with their bacon. The same with the cheese as well. Troutman's Quality Meat, the grill's best friend. They're waiting for you.
All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, and it is BLT time. The tomatoes are starting to pop into gardens just a little bit, and why not? Don't mess up what you've done in your garden with the lettuce and the tomato. You want to have the best bacon. Troutman's has the best bacon. They've got baked beans, potato, sausage, links right now. And if you're really hungry, how about some bacon-wrapped shoulder tenders? Just $9.59 a pound, $8.59 for the shoulder tender. Bacon-wrapped pork tender, $4.99. Kielbasa sausage coming out of the smokehouse. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. And have you tried their seafood? Oh, it's outstanding at Troutman. Certified Angus beef, custom-cut meat selections. The service is friendly and personal at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney. Well, this morning we were up bright and early for a 7 o'clock press conference involving Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta and Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne. The annual football game between the two is going to be known as the Heroes Game. You can get online, Huskers.com, and find the logo and more information about this. There's so many trophy games already in the conference, Tony, that Nebraska and Iowa thought, why not us?
Yeah, I think you hear about the old Oaken Bucket, and they play for the Apple Cup in Washington. Yeah, there's a wooden spittoon in the Big Ten. There's a whole list of things. There's
Paul Bunyan's axe
is one of them.
Milk can, a little brown jug, battles, kinds of things going on out there. But yeah, this year, Nebraska is going to get involved in the Heroes Game, and Tom Osborne spoke this morning about getting into the Heroes Game and all that went on with that.
I noticed you used the word briefly several times there, which I think is a hint. And first of all, I want to thank all of you for coming. When I was talking to Gary last night, I thought we might have two or three people in the room, and so I have a whole different view of the Fourth Estate this morning. I've always had respect for you gentlemen, but some of you I've never seen before 10 a.m., and just very excited about this. So we're glad you're here. As you may realize, the Big Ten is, as I see it, a fairly traditional league. And a lot of rivalries, trophy games, those kind of things. And the Big 12, probably not so much. I think we had a trophy with Missouri, and frankly, I don't think I've ever seen the trophy. I don't know what it even is called. And this is a little bit new to us, but I think it's a good thing. We have usually had a game after the day after Thanksgiving for a number of years. And so I called Gary and asked him if he'd be willing to try to play that game on Friday after Thanksgiving, because you have a fairly large national audience. It's just a good time. And he agreed, and we approached the Big Ten, and they agreed. And so that's a good thing. So it'll have a lot of exposure. I think I think this is a good concept, because it's more than just another trophy. I think it does some other things that are good. We're recognizing some people who are probably ordinary folks that are not wealthy people necessarily. They're not people who are politicians, which is probably a good thing. But they're people who've done some extraordinary things. An example would be a woman who pulled a couple of little kids out of a burning trailer house in Nebraska at great risk to herself. Somebody in Iowa who saved somebody from a flooded river and do some kind of heroic things. And so to recognize people like that is good. To have a charity involved this year, I guess it's going to be the Red Cross, but that will probably rotate. So I think that's a great thing as well. And I think the design of the trophy is a good one, so we're pleased about it. And we really appreciate Hy-Vee's willingness to step up the plate and help out. Last thing I'll mention is this, we have had maybe a couple of what might be called rivalry games in Nebraska. One of them probably not so healthy. It wasn't of our choosing. Somebody decided we were their rival, and as a result, it got a little bit nasty at times, and really never did quite understand that, because my acquaintance with the rivalry game had always been Oklahoma, and that arose rather naturally, because I think for a 30-year period, 29 years out of 30, we had played for the Big 8 championship, and usually had some fairly significant national implications as well. But Switzer was never a guy who was vindictive or nasty about anything, and our fans kind of picked up on that. And so I thought it was always a very healthy rivalry, a lot of respect. People, even when you lost, they admired the other team. And I think this will be the type of thing this will be. We come from similar states, high level of character, good work ethic, a lot of agriculture in both states. good family values, and so I think it'll be very good. I know Gary well. I respect him, admire him, and his leadership style. And I know Kirk Ferentz a little bit, and so I think with Bo and Kirk and our players, it'll be a good thing. So anyway, we're pleased to be here. I'm glad it's this kind of a trophy, this kind of a rivalry. And, of course, history will only put the stamp on it as to what it turns out to be. But I think we're off to a good start. And thank you again for showing up this morning.
And those are the comments from Tom Osborne earlier this morning at the press conference introducing the Heroes game that Nebraska and Iowa will play, at least for the foreseeable future. That will be the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think the immediate reaction was Heroes game, what? And then when you incorporate that it's going to include regular people from both states and acknowledge them, I think maybe some people became more accepting of it a short time after they got over the initial reaction. But it's certainly interesting, and I'm glad they were able to come up with something. And actually, they actually credited Michael Stevens. He works in the Nebraska licensing department, among other things, at the university. He's got ties to the Tri-Cities. He's got his mother and father-in-law live in Kearney, and he's married to Lisa Skeen. And so Michael got the credit for one coming up with the idea for this game.
Of course, so many other trophies to be played for, Daddy. You think Nebraska, and should Nebraska have another one out there besides Iowa? Do you get it together with Wisconsin? Penn State's they've deemed as our cross-conference rival. Do you need another one?
No, I don't think. You know what? I think you just need the one or two a year. If we had another one, if you had another one with Wisconsin, say, but you don't play them every year. If you're going to have a rivalry game, it's got to be somebody within the division, a Michigan or Michigan State. I guess, you know, you could do something there. Would be fine. But, whether they do or don't, I guess it's cool when you're celebrating a win anyway to throw a trophy out there. We got this year. You know, the Mavelope deal was something kind of fun between the Lopers and UNO, especially when the Lopers won it. But that was something fun between two schools that played each other every year. You can't do it with Wisconsin or Penn State or Ohio State when you don't play them every year.
This is still an idea that Nebraska and Iowa are working on as well. The trophy hasn't even been really put together. It sounds like it's going to be called the Corn Belt. There was still a lot. I think they just wanted to let people know that they were trying to do something. I don't know how much news came out of that this morning, but Nebraska and Iowa still working on things. The design is being made, and more going on for this football game.
Yeah, you know, Illinois seems to be the team, when I'm looking over this list. They play the Illibuck, whatever that is, for Ohio State. They also play the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy. That's Iowa. The Purdue Cannon, the Purdue versus Illinois. The Sweet Sioux Tomahawk, which is Illinois versus Northwestern. They're also involved with the Land of Lincoln Trophy, Illinois' Northwestern. They play for two trophies. Amazing. There's trophies all over the place in the Big Ten.
If you'd like to email the program, fire us off one to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Big Ten Media Day coverage here in Chicago, brought to you in part by Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney. New ownership, same great level of service from Steve Squared. Steve and the gang down there taking care of you for a number of years. You're getting ready for football. You're getting ready for volleyball. You're getting ready for the fall sports season. Maybe you're getting ready to wrap up summer with baseball, little league, travel teams, softball. They've got great discounts on what remains from the 2011 summer selection. They've got sports care for whatever the game is that you play. Misco Sports, from the littlest player or the pro, it's all there on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. When we come back, we'll chat with Nebraska running back Rex Burkhead.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino man is surrounded by an air of confidence. and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loper Lake. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Transit Appliances, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loper Lake Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
For today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms as our highs get up to 85. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly cloudy and 68. Saturday, partly cloudy with our highs warming up to 92. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 75.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine, I get to shine.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis with you here at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and a little more Husker talk going on, big fella.
Well, we're pleased to be joined by Rex Burkhead, the running back, and I guess the running back.
That's a good one because we don't know anybody else anymore. He's the man. He does it all.
There you go, Rex. Welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Everybody says the running back. It's okay to be the number one running back and get a lot of the reps, but you're going to have a lot of young guys that you have to tutor a little bit behind you. Are you more worried about getting your job done, because we know you can get your job done, or are you more worried about trying to teach the young guys behind you and help tutor them along?
Oh, it's been fun having those guys in come this summer. They're all great kids, very disciplined, hardworking. And, it's been great because when you teach them, the offense or certain things that you look for on the field, it just helps your game out that much more.
Obviously, it takes two running backs. You know that. It takes very, very special people to make it through an entire season without limping around their body, doing things it's not expected to do.
Right.
Braylon Hurd, his name's emerging. You've been around the young guys. Who's behind you? Who do you expect to play?
Yeah, all those young guys have a great opportunity. But there's still some older guys, I think, too, as well. Karinsky Gillian, A.J. Jones, Ty Kildow, and Collins. They all have a tremendous, amount of talent and opportunity to play.
Is the playbook simplified? That's what everybody was saying. It's simplified. Obviously easier for a young kid like a Braylon Hurd to step in and know the plays and understand what's going on than when it was three paragraphs in the huddle and people are looking at each other.
Right.
What does Y-Yo-Yo mean in the middle of that? We don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely simplified. It's a lot easier to pick up, I would definitely say. Those guys have done a tremendous job getting in the film room, studying the playbook this summer, and just give them that opportunity to hopefully make an impact.
Nebraska running back Rex Burkhead with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, so if it's simplified, do we still have a wildcat, or does that just depend on the health of the quarterback?
A little bit of both. I'm sure it will always be an element, but it depends on, I guess, the game plan and what Coach Peck really wants to run. And, if we want to run it, I'm excited to do it, and I'm willing to do it.
What about the role you had to take over? When Taylor was hurt, Cody couldn't – the rest of the guys just couldn't get done what they needed to get done. It really made your role a lot more important and maybe tougher than what we would ever imagine at the beginning of the season. Talk about having to step up and maybe almost play two positions.
Yeah. It's a different atmosphere back there. It's a different, way of going about the game. But at the same time, you just got to embrace it. You got to accept that you're going to be in that position and you know, whatever Coach Beck wants me to do, whether it's split out receiver or, you know, be, you know, under center. You know, I'm willing to do that, and, you know, whatever helps out the team.
What do you feel? What do you have a favorite position out there? I mean, is it running back? I mean, would you rather be in the I formation and you're that guy that's going right or left? You would rather be a wing back? Would you rather be a half? What's your natural position?
I'd definitely rather just be in the I, you know, at the I back position. That'd be my favorite. You know, but quarterback's fun as well. You know, being able to have the option
of tossing
the ball around a little bit. I mean, you know, if you're a competitor, you got to want the ball. So, you know, it's fun, though.
Rex Burkhead's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rate yourself as a passer. Did you do – I mean, we saw the stats, but how do you think you are as a passer?
I think I'm all right. I played a little bit in high school. My sophomore year, I was a quarterback. So, you know, I still think I got a little bit of an arm. You know, I got lucky a few times and got some guys open. So, you know, we'll see if we have more opportunities this year.
Rex, everybody wants to talk about this offensive line. That's been a big – huge question mark. It's second and fives have not been around. That's something that's been non-existent from on the Nebraska offense. It just haven't been a 34 blast that's went for 4 or 5 yards.
That's right.
No secret. You know that.
Right.
And this line, what you saw this summer, can they be much improved to get second and fives and make the playbook open up so it's more difficult on defenses?
Absolutely. Mike Caputo, he's doing a tremendous job leading our team. Yoshi, Jeremiah Searles, just to name a few, they're doing a tremendous job, and I think a big thing that's helped out our O-line is we have a lot of competition there right now, and that's picking up everyone's game and elevating everyone else's. So,
just a minute left with Rex Burkhead, Nebraska's talented running back out of Texas. I got two questions, so I'll start with the simple one. You come out of Texas, now you don't get to go. It's Big Ten. Your thoughts on that? Some players want to come play somewhere where everybody can watch them. Just your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of disappointing for my family, my parents back home, but actually most of my family lives in Kentucky, so they're actually closer to a lot more of the games, and, you know, they're pretty excited about it.
And second thing, I'll ask the question that I'm sure many people have asked. We got to ask you about Taylor, his leadership. He's trying to say the right things after the way the year ended last year. A lot of people say, how can things change so drastically in 3 months? As a team leader, you want to have his back. What can you tell us about the differences in just 6 months with this young man?
He's done a tremendous job. You see it, you know, night and day from him. You know, whether it's staying after practice to help out, you know, players run routes, or, you know, holding each other accountable by speaking up and telling them, hey, that's not how we do it here. You see it, and I think he's more comfortable now. You know, I mean, he was only a redshirt freshman last year, so he's got that experience under his belt. And, you know, he's got that confidence and respect from his teammates.
Was it unfair, the criticism he received, in your mind?
Oh, I think so. I mean, he, you know, he played tremendous at the beginning of the year. He had some injuries, and, you got to understand, he was only a freshman. He's going to learn from those mistakes, and he's going to play even better this year.
So he's not a weirdo. We want him on the – I mean that,
right.
You hear all these things, you know, and people go, oh, if he's that weird, we don't even want – we want the kid around, right?
We want the kid around. He's a great player. He's a great kid. You know, you get to know him. He's a tremendous kid. So we love having him on the team, and we look forward to being with him this year.
Well, Rex, we look forward to having you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we've got you. We appreciate that. We're going to look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Rex Burkhead joining us here at Big Ten Media Days. This luncheon is just about ready to get underway. It is quite the sight, folks. I don't know if I'd travel all the way out here to Chicago just for this, but there are over 1,500 people there, all the coaches up front, all the players up front. They're under the spotlight. A few of them will speak. They've kind of got them split up into that legends and leaders division, the coaches sitting next to each other and the players sitting next to each other. And it'd be interesting, Daddy. This is your chance for somebody to get in there and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, the players have all just had a really good time here. I think they're around each other more probably in this setting, around more of the players. Last year, of course, the Big 12 broke it up into 3 days with only four teams, which they just weren't around each other. These guys are around each other quite a little bit, but I think they're having a good time. I think they're enjoying it. The spotlight's on them.
Doug and Daddy Show live from Chicago, brought to you in part by K&K Parts. Good people to know, because hard to find parts, not hard to find here. Quality machining, batteries, and all kinds of parts. Head to K&K Parts, 1204 South Central in Kearney. Well, we're going to continue to stay here and bring you another hour of the Doug and Daddy Show, as we do from Big Ten Media Days. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to hear from Joe Shad of ESPN. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in his mind. This is his fifth media day here in the last 7 days. He's getting ready to take off here and head on to the last one, but he's been keeping busy.
Yeah, he's been running around. Even this morning in the individual sessions, he was in front of us at about three different tables we went to, tying up some loose ends, getting him some more information. He continues his journey. Of course, see him nationally in College Football Live.
We're also going to talk with Jeff Thomas. He's a linebacker from Indiana that also, of course, has the Nebraska ties, because Mike Eckler, the former linebacker coach with the Huskers, now a co-defensive coordinator with Indiana. We'll hear what it's like to play and work so far under Coach Eckler. So Joe Shad coming up. We're also going to catch up with Jeff Thomas, linebacker out of Indiana, and a whole lot more. Stay with us. We've got more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Chicago, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers, taking care of Doug and Daddy. And if they can take care of Daddy, they can take care of you. Beautiful selection at Gary Michaels in Hastings. We're back with more after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.